AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
The legislature had a chance to do the right thing for North Carolina, and they failed.
Amid deepening acrimony, a supposedly bipartisan deal to kill the North Carolina law known as the bathroom bill fell apart tonight, ensuring the likelihood that global corporations and financial sports events will continue to stay away from the state. Governor-elect Roy Cooper says all necessary groups were in agreement on how to repeal House Bill 2, but he says the plan never materialized.
We had House Republican leaders, Senate Republican leaders, House Democrats, Senate Democrats, the Charlotte City Council, the business community, the sports community leaders, and LGBT leaders.
The law limits.
In agreement.
The law limits protections for LGBT people and was best known for a provision that requires transgender people to use public restrooms that correspond to the gender on their birth certificate. It was passed earlier this year in Charlotte. The UN Security Council and the General Assembly has voted to set up an entity to investigate the conflict in Syria that's been going on now for 5 years.
The new investigative body will assist in documenting and prosecuting the most serious violations of international law in the Syrian conflict, including possible war crimes and crimes against humanity. The vote was 105 to 15 with 52 abstentions. It came over strenuous objections from Syria and its ally Russia. They accused the assembly of interfering in the work of the UN Security Council. Syria's UN ambassador called the resolution illegal and said it was a direct threat to a solution of the 5.5-year-old Syrian conflict. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks lost ground today on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. A small study gives hope for a new way to help fight addiction to powerful painkillers.
Researchers at the University of Vermont have found a new approach to fighting the nation's growing opioid addiction problem. People hooked on prescription painkillers were able to use a drug at home to curb cravings and to prevent abuse while waiting to get into a treatment program. Think of having a mini drug treatment center in your home. The study uses a tamper-resistant electronic pill dispenser, and the device only allows a daily dose to be available during a specified 3-hour period. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Uber pulled its self-driving cars off California highways today after state regulators moved to revoke their registrations. President Obama is getting his golf on in Hawaii. He played another 18 holes today with his 3 partners in the presidential foursome. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.